I'm Saltic, speaking to you from Australia, and this is episode 17. News and updates. Well, the first news I have for this episode concerns, of course, Facebook. Last episode, I mentioned that a White Star Temple Facebook group had been created, thanks in part to Simon Hinton. Well, I'm happy to say that we have over 2,000 members now, which is fantastic. You can become a part of this. Simply go to the White Star Temple group at Facebook and sign on. It's a marvelous opportunity to connect with like-minded people on their spiritual path. And for me, it's a marvelous opportunity to perform outreach on behalf of the temple and to be in service. So if you'd like to receive regular updates on my activities, beautiful Ascended Master quotes and images, and the occasional free Ascended Master transcript and recording, then do consider becoming part of this group. Well, recently I decided to create a group within a group, which is called the Ruby Star Temple. The Ruby Star Temple, I guess, is a more expansive facet or aspect of the White Star Temple. And the temple has many aspects of itself, so that the more that we journey into the temple and expand our awareness through the energies and through the Master's wisdom, new aspects and facets of the temple become open to us. And the Ruby Star Temple is an avenue by which more expansive energies can come to you through the temple experience. However, in the context of Facebook, I'm creating the Ruby Star Temple group so that those who join it can contribute and discuss and go deeply into the teachings the temple without distraction and without limitation. The White Star Temple group is a marvelous opportunity, as I have said, but because there are so many members, it can be a little challenging to bring everybody's focus to specific points within the temple. So the Ruby Star Temple will be an avenue by which those who really feel compelled and drawn to this wonderful wisdom to share their insights, to discuss the teachings, and find like-minded people. So all are welcome. Simply get in touch with me via Facebook. It is going to be admission by request, and I look forward to having you with me. Long-term listeners would be aware that I'm currently working on my second temple book, which is almost complete. And up until recently, I had been offering my first temple book, Teachings from the White Star Temple, as a free download so that as many people as possible could have access to the beginning point of these teachings. Well, I no longer offer this book as a free download. However, it is now by donation, and you can donate as little as you wish or as much as you wish for this book. The reason I've done this is because I'm trying to raise the funds to be able to publish my second book in print version and also a proper ebook version. The current book, Book 1, the digital download is a PDF format. However, I'm aware that for devices such as the Kindle and the iPad, there are specific formats that are necessary. So it does take some money to be able to get the books converted into these formats. So you can help me do this by purchasing, by donation, my first book. Not only would you be doing me a marvelous service, but you'd be doing yourself a great service because there is so much wisdom held in this first book. It really is truly expansive. Lastly, I wish to let you know that I've started a new book group. So for those of you who live in Australia, and more specifically, who live in the Newcastle or Sydney area, please do get in touch with me, MelchizedekUniversity@gmail.com. The book group will happen on a weekly basis, on a Thursday, and will take probably 3 or 4 months to go through the lectures found within my first book. It's a great opportunity to come together in a really relaxed, friendly environment and discuss the wisdom from the Ascended Masters. I've run these book groups off and on for the last couple of years, and I personally really enjoy them because it's actually a great social opportunity for me. I don't have that many opportunities to be in a social situation, so a book group for me is a great outlet. And I find also that when I revisit the wisdom from the Masters, and I've done this many, many, many times, I'm always astounded at the new layers or levels of insights that I come across that I simply didn't see before, or I didn't have the awareness to relate to it. That's the wonderful thing about, I guess, spiritual wisdom, is that it always has a greater depth each time you revisit it. So all are welcome. Let me know if you're interested. And in fact, there is no reason why we can't have temple book groups all around the world. Wouldn't that be a marvelous thing? It would simply mean that somebody would take the opportunity to create a circle in their own hometown and to access these teachings and to share it with others, discussing the wonderful wisdom. And I can tell you right now that the energies do also come through the words. It's amazing how spirit can, I guess, infuse into words and recordings the higher dimensional energies. If you would like to start a temple book group in your area, that would be fantastic. So please do get in touch. I'd like to share some recent feedback with you. Firstly, Diana says, "Dear Soltec, I want you to know you are one of the best channels to come into my life. You taught me so much, I cannot describe to you all that I have accomplished through your work. The CDs are so wonderful. Thanks for all you have done for me, and thanks for being a friend and mentor. I will be eternally grateful. Namaste, Diana from the US." Well, thank you, Diana. It's always wonderful to hear feedback like this because it does inspire me to keep going with the work that I'm doing. So thanks. Next, we're hearing from Vasudharma from Australia, who says, "Dear Soltec, I just completed the last lecture of the Melchizedek University this morning and thought to drop you a line. The journey has been interesting and certainly enlightening. I want to convey my deepest gratitude to yourself and all the Ascended Masters and the White Star Temple for this opportunity to grow spiritually. Your friend and well-wisher, Vasudharma." Well, thank you also, Vasudharma, for your kind, very kind words. And Jeffrey says, "Dear Soltec, thank you so much for the ebook, The White Star Temple. I am feeling inspired to write to you, partly from listening to your White Star Temple podcasts. I have been listening to your Ascended Masters for years, many years. They have been my best friends. I have them on every iPod and iPad, and I have always found great comfort from them all. I am now, and have been for a few days, catching up with you with the awareness of the White Star Temple podcasts. I am so moved at this time of my life to read and listen to your book and podcasts. It all feels like me. I think they call it like-minded, but it feels like-hearted. Jeffrey." Thanks, Jeffrey. I'm really pleased that you're a regular listener to this podcast. It's nice to know that my words aren't going out into a great void. Lastly, we're hearing from Carolyn, who says, "Dear Soltec, I have found the transcripts, temple book, and podcasts. I am really enjoying the book and am reading it avidly, as it all helps to make sense of some of what I have found and the acceptance of all that just is. Thank you for sharing it with us so generously. Caroline." Well, thank you for taking the time to give feedback. And it's just an absolute delight for me to be able to share these teachings with you. Well, if you would like to give me some feedback, please email me at melchizedekuniversity@gmail.com. And Melchizedek is spelled M-E-L-C-H-I-Z-E-D-E-K. Agnetha is part of my temple group, and she'd like to share her experience of the temple in her own words.
I came to the temple late last year, and it was the first time experiencing a spiritual grouping, because most of my work had been done as a one-on-one through spirits. So firstly, it was the communion of the grouping that drew me in, and in particular what swept me away is the warmth that is radiated within this particular temple of light. And on top of that, the beloved channel, he holds this wonderful energy that when he brings through the masters, and so the room is irradiated with a sense of elation but peace and a knowingness that all is well. And the masters who come, of course, are many and varied, and all with wonderful guidance and wisdom, and quite often a sense of humor. I don't have a favorite master. I just love them all and enjoy a privilege of coming to this knowingness at this space in my lifetime of being able to participate in and be integrated into this aspect of spiritual knowingness.
Well, the masters recently brought through a lecture through the temple that I found quite interesting and touches upon an aspect of spirituality that is often discussed, which is the idea of creatures, animals and so forth, having a soul. Do they have a soul? Do they have a group soul? Do they not have a soul? Etc. And certainly there are differing, I guess, philosophical traditions that try and give an answer to this question. And of course, Buddhism comes to mind. Well, a Christ consciousness recently came through and gave an explanation. Here's an extract. Do you know that in one sense we may say that every creature upon your world, no matter its species, is of the human spirit? Come into an understanding of this, for it is seldom recognized. And those of you in human body most often perceive incorrectly that the human spirit is designated this one form. Even your language, the very word human, of course gives rise to this. But again I say, all that live and breathe are held within the framework of humanness in its spiritual adaptation. There is only the one spirit upon your world that moves in physicality, do you see? So then, in terms of Christ consciousness, for the ones in human form, yours is a challenge not only to come into resonance with each other, to come into the love of the other, but to also come into the love of all creatures as the self. There is disparity between how you observe and elevate the human-bodied species and the other human species. This goes beyond simply honoring the living creatures as divine manifestation, but to honor them as a divine manifestation of you. You have learned of the divisible nature of consciousness, but of itself it is the one thing in any given realm, and for your physical dimension, it is the human spirit, which takes form, any form. Then there is that which is not in form, but comes in the shape that is energetic and adheres to your world. The ones whom you call the natural world, they are divisible from the humanness also. I speak only of the human spirit. In higher dimensions, the word human and the idea of it is not used, but by your language, I have no other. You understand and have connected with what we loosely call the one mind of its dimension, such as the ascended one mind, the angelic one mind, etc. You are of the one mind of your realm, all whom occupy it. No longer observe the world as differing to yourself in any manner. Well, I hope you enjoyed that extract from the Christ Consciousness. And it's an interesting point that the Christ Consciousness makes, which I hadn't actually considered. I have a pet. I've always been drawn to cats, and I've always had cats, and have one with me at the moment. And I've always thought that, of course, this cat has its own soul, not even a group soul, but has its own soul. But Christ Consciousness has taken this a step further, saying, everything upon your world is human. It's human spirit. We are the ones that take form in a human-identified body. But every insect, every plant, every creature is actually human spirit in a differing form. So Christ Consciousness isn't speaking of the divinity in all of us, which is a given, but Christ Consciousness is specifically saying, yes, there is divinity within all of us, but the form that divinity takes is human spirit in everything within the ecosystem of your earth. So that the next time I look at the insects in my yard, I'll know that I'm actually looking at a human spirit in a differing form. So I guess it does tie in a little with the Buddhist perception of things, where we have the capacity to come back as a certain creature according to our karma. However, I resonate less to that idea, because then it puts creatures other than ourselves in the context of atonement or punishment, which I certainly don't agree with. I elevate all creatures to the status of myself. And now I know why, because the human spirit is in everything. So you may or may not resonate to this idea, but if you'd like to give me feedback, please do. Well, before we head into the Free Ascended Master for this episode, I'd like to say a special thank you to Mare. Mare's a woman from Mexico who recently has come to the temple and its teachings, and she's since very kindly bought all of the audio recordings and is working her way through them. And she so enjoys the wisdom from the Ascended Master that she has kindly offered to let her 63,000 Twitter followers know about the work that I do. So I'm very appreciative of that. If you also feel inspired to help network the beautiful wisdom from the Ascended Masters through the temple, please do get in touch with me, and thank you in advance. Well, it is now time for the Free Ascended Master lecture, this time from the Egyptian Ascended Master, Akhenaton. This meditation came through only in the last couple of weeks, so it's very recent. It is highly experiential, so you will need to find a quiet place to go into meditation to hear this. And of course, as you do, the higher dimensional energies will come through to you. So I do hope you enjoy Akhenaton's wonderful meditation, where he guides us into the greater ocean of consciousness. As always, your feedback is important to me, and I welcome it. If you'd like to learn more about the White Star Temple, the Ascended Masters, and their teachings, please journey to my website, www.melchizedekuniversity.com, or go to my Facebook page, Soltech Channel. I'd like to also take the opportunity to thank Corey for producing this episode. He does a marvellous job. Well, until next time, I'm Soltech. All the best, and bye for now. Greetings. Dearest ones, it is I, your friend, Akhenaton, who journeys once more to you. Within the radiance of light that is your temple, so then you elevate your consciousness stepping into your authority finding your place held for eternity in this symmetry of your gathering Bring this to your awareness. And come into your garment of light and the breath of love. Many are with us and know you by name. Those whom guide and teach, and more than this, those whom are part of your experience, so that it may be observed and witnessed, and then so be. We sense the angelic halo It crowns your temple in this moment forming a junction, let us say between that which is dimensional by nature and that which is transcendent and beyond all known creation. Deepen your awareness. For I come in high attainment. I come in fullness. So that you may elevate and be uplifted. So bring your focus to me. Set aside the mind and its chatter. Come into the movement of your consciousness and how beautiful this feels. For indeed, it is wondrous to be you. So then come into the movement. You are deepening. This comes easily and quickly. As if the bottom of your perception falls away. and you become surprised by the buoyancy, so to speak, of how the vast depth of your spirit holds you aloft. For the humanness, as you understand, is simply the tip of the iceberg. Come into this sensation. I am with you by decree, that is to say. The soul of each draws me to you. It forms a pathway that I may follow. Leading me to this moment of your time, a moment like no other, come into your breath. Fill your spiritual lungs. Draw from the depth of you. Draw this into the containment of your form. It is a luxury. That is to say, the form itself, the body you inhabit, is a divine luxury. And you were chosen above many others. There is finite form, do you see, within your realm of existence. And though all that is divine is limitless and infinite, nonetheless, and seemingly paradoxically, in your realm, upon your world, there is finite form. There is reason to this. Beyond the sustainability of population, let us say. There is reason. So then the form that you occupy is a luxury. This you know. We have said this before. The teaching aid of spirit. Bring your focus to me. come in high attainment, and you are uplifted. Now you feel this. For my consciousness meets yours, there being no boundary to our radiance. Let us breathe. Let us be the one breath, and then the one focus. To be with me without thought. To simply arrive. Be with me. Feel how you strengthen, how the heart quickens, how energy returns to you. How the equilibrium forms between us. How we come into unison. Come into my embrace, this dance of consciousness, divinity meeting itself. Bringing us together. As we flow from one into the other. As we move as a heartbeat. The one pulse. The one life. Be with me. For I am a stream of consciousness. And the current of us moves into the greater ocean of consciousness. Do you see? We are all within this stream. We move as one, so quickly, as fast can be, for the consciousness of creation is hurtling, so to speak, toward its conclusion. Towards its climax. You upon your world sense this, and comment upon the acceleration seemingly of time. We are rushing toward divine fulfillment. And though we exist within the context of eternity, and then all peace is ours, nonetheless. There is this astonishing movement that we may draw our focus to or away from. Creation is soon to blossom, not yet in its true potential. So your dimension, as part of the greater equation of life, is accelerating its potential. Hence, you are incarnated in this timing. These things you know. The breath moves us all in one swift movement. So I come as upliftment, and we are in movement. Consciousness has perception, as you understand. And in any moment we may perceive this movement. Yet in the same moment, we journey into consciousness and come into the eternal measurement. Of life in form, I speak of forms that are beyond yet incorporate physicality. For as you know, beings of light are beings of form, and so on. So then we explore our possibility in our realm of existence. While evermore, being drawn into the fulfillment that I speak of. It is the experience that is important this day. For you are in movement within your temple, as must you be. I hold you to me. And we are with all else within creation. That vast ocean. Where divinity retrieves from itself all manner of opportunity. Where the bliss of creation is concentrated. Where angels of the most exquisite light illuminate us always as we dance, as we move in and out of perception, as we take form by divine will and decree. As we allow ourselves to dissipate and immerse willingly, beautifully, the ocean is with you in every moment. You have not moved beyond it. And we call it creation. You are in a bubble, so to speak, of experience. Consciousness in perception, do you see? You are perceiving. And so then take form and exploration. But you are held within the ocean. We cannot leave it, for we are one. We cannot remove ourselves. It is not possible. And we would not wish it. For we are the one tide. You are in a bubble. It forms illusion. As if you were a bubble of air within the water. And the ocean supports you. is the greater depth beneath you. And you breathe for a time within this bubble of air. You breathe as one seemingly separate. You are held aloft, and more than this, the greater ocean of consciousness moves itself so that you dance, that your bubble of illusion dances upon this ocean. For there is joyousness in all that you do and all that you are in this experience. There is such celebration. For all bubbles of existence drawn from the one consciousness, never-ending joy, of all potential, all exploration, an infinite inventory of love's experience. And when the bubble of your reality dissipates, and you merge effortlessly into the consciousness you never left, the ocean is the richer for it. Deeper for it. It is different. It is always different. I speak in words that are not literal, so then you come into the feeling of how you are supported and encouraged, how you are anticipated, knowing that you have contributed, to the differing, so I come to you as one whom has remembrance of this. I come to you as one whom has all of creation behind me, as if I were a barrier behind which the ocean is held. I come then as a whisper of the collective consciousness. You are never without, never without. We are within you. We are you. Come into the blessing of this. The blessing that we may have self-awareness. To know our own beauty. And then to times this blessing over by numbers immeasurable for all that is held within this ocean. It is the self-awareness, the self-perception. This is the key. It is the divine gift. Immeasurable. And you whom take form, which is luxury, then what do you make of this? These words are enough. And I am Akhenaten, the voice of creation.